From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. BP officials say they're doing all they can to try to stop the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico and to clean up the mess coating the wetlands in Louisiana. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO says federal, state, and local officials are giving mixed messages about the crisis.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is cranking up the pressure on BP to plug its offshore oil gusher. Salazar says if BP can't fix the problem, the government will take over. But Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's leading the government's response, says the oil company is doing everything possible to plug the well. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the federal government is waging the biggest response to an oil spill in U.S. history. Meantime, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and several local officials say efforts are aggressive in some areas and spotty in others. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A House panel is mulling over testimony from family and friends of those killed in the Upper Big Branch mine explosion last month. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Suzanne Higgins says some witnesses testified that workers felt too intimidated to complain about safety problems at the mine.
Most who testified are miners themselves and described the mine owned by Massey Energy Corporation as a ticking time bomb. Stanley Stewart was a close friend to many of the 29 who died and said everyone knew there were serious problems with the ventilation system.
No one felt they could go to management and express their fears or the lack of air on our sections. We knew that we'd be marked men and the management would look for ways to fire us. Maybe not that day or that week, but somewhere down the line, we'd disappear.
Those who testified asked for greater whistleblower protection. For NPR News, I'm Suzanne Higgins in Beckley, West Virginia.
Existing home sales rose by a rate of 7.6% last month. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that the number suggests that the housing sector is in solid recovery mode.
Despite continued high unemployment, existing home sales are now nearly 23% higher than they were last year. Housing prices, which were on the skids 2 years ago, actually increased 4% over last year. Economists worry that the expiration of the first-time homebuyer tax credit in April will hurt sales in coming months. And while there's still a lot of home inventory, there are also many people who have been waiting to buy houses. And interest rates remain historically low. The only area of the country where existing home sales fell was in the West. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Asian stock markets are sharply lower as investors continue to worry about the implications of the Eurozone's financial crisis. Shares in Hong Kong and Japan are down around 3%. Stocks in Shanghai are down 1.8%. This is NPR News. No group has claimed responsibility for Monday's slaying of a Sunni candidate who was shot on Monday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad that the killing took place in western Mosul, the scene of much of Iraq's insurgent activity.
Officials said Bashar Hamid al-Ghaili was gunned down as he headed home Monday evening. His driver was also wounded in the attack. Ghaili was part of the Iraqiya bloc, led by former Prime Minister Ayed Alawi, which won a narrow plurality of seats in the March parliamentary elections. Sitting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, whose bloc finished a close second, has insisted that his party will retain the premiership, and a variety of means have been employed to challenge Alawi's slender lead. The shooting comes as another Iraqiya candidate was challenged legally on the grounds that he had prior criminal convictions. An Iraqiya spokesperson said the challenge was in the hands of a federal court panel, which was to decide if the candidate should be disqualified and whether or not his votes should remain with the bloc. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Musician David Byrne is suing Florida Governor Charlie Crist for alleged illegal use of one of his songs. Byrne, formerly of the Talking Heads, is seeking $1 million in damages. The lawsuit says Crist used the song on his campaign website earlier this year in an ad targeting a Republican opponent. Crist has since left the GOP and is now running as an independent. A U.S. soldier is being investigated for allegedly posting a short video on his Facebook site showing Iraqi children being taunted. A voice is heard on the video asking two young boys about their sexuality and if they would grow up to be terrorists. An Army spokesman says the site belongs to a specialist, Robert Rodriguez. This is NPR News, Washington.